12:30 a.m. W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Jeremy Greenberg, head of FEMA's National Response Coordination Center, is quitting. More from correspondent Nicole Skanga.
The National Response Coordination Center is the nerve center for FEMA during major emergencies. Among his many responsibilities, Greenberg oversaw and approved mission assignments to the Pentagon and was responsible for deploying FEMA's 28 urban search and rescue teams.
With U.S. officials telling CBS News Israel is fully ready to launch an operation into Iran, CBS News correspondent Cammie McCormick reports the Trump administration is drawing down some embassy staff.
Non-essential personnel in places like Baghdad, Bahrain, and Kuwait are being ordered to depart. Defense Secretary Hegseth has also authorized the voluntary departure of military dependents from locations around the region. The U.S. Central Command says it's monitoring tension in the region. The U.S. talks with Iran on its nuclear program have hit an impasse, and it's not clear if they'll even continue.
Protests against immigration raids are continuing in Seattle with fires burning on streets. Down the coast, Los Angeles is quieter under a second overnight curfew. KNX Radio's Pete Demetrio is keeping an eye on it.
Yeah, one contingent of California National Guard at the federal building on Los Angeles Street, and the other is located in West Los Angeles in Westwood at the Westwood Federal Building. Those are the two places the guard is assigned. They're in other areas as well, but not here in downtown L.A.
CBS News immigration reporter Camilo Montoya Galvez tells us the U.S. has cut a deal to send a small number of migrant deportees to the European nation of Kosovo.
In terms of what Kosovo is getting in return for this arrangement, it is still unclear. But what we do know is that the U.S. is one of Kosovo's strongest allies on the international stage, and it is one of more than 100 countries that actually recognizes its sovereignty, which is contested by Serbia and others.
The Pacers rallied in the fourth quarter and beat the Thunder 116-107 to take a 2-1 lead in the NBA Finals.
The Pacers' dream of their first NBA title very much alive. They're two wins away from a championship.
Brian Wilson, that call on ESPN. Brian Wilson, the Beach Boys' visionary leader, described as summer's poet laureate, has died. Wilson's genius for melody, arrangements, the focus on sun and surfing, good vibrations, California Girls, and other anthems made him one of the world's most influential recording artists. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Bombs away at minicamp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, where the Packers held minicamp practice. A 70-yard bomb from quarterback Jordan Love to wide receiver Mecole Hardman for a touchdown. Hardman won three Super Bowls with the Chiefs, but struggled while with the Jets. I asked him what he hoped for here in Green Bay.
The new opportunity, you know, I think it's one of those, like, fresh starts. And, you know, the Packers just, you know, welcomed me with, you know, open arms and giving me the opportunity to go out there and showcase my skills. And, you know, it's good enough for me, and I just got to go out there and, you know, take advantage of it.
NBA Finals. The Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to go up 2-1 in the best of seven series. The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton.
There's going to be ebbs and flows. So seeing where I could be better is important through the first two games and just trying to be better today.
Baseball Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski makes his major league debut tonight against the Cardinals. His fastball has been clocked at 103 miles per hour. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, a few showers and thunderstorms around. We'll have mostly cloudy skies, light and variable winds. Overnight lows will drop back into the low to mid-50s. Thursday, showers, a few thunderstorms around, mostly cloudy skies, highs of the lower 70s. It's 57 at our studios.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, State Senate Democratic Leader Dianne Hesselbein with an update from the Capitol. Also, Chad Holmes and Sean O'Malley on Your Money and the Markets.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
All right, time to visit with Melissa Baldoff as we talk climate issues. Acting FEMA chief told staff he didn't know about U.S. hurricane seasons.
What?
You're speechless too.
I mean,
I love it. We're all just sitting here like, what?
If it is a joke, and I don't know that it is, it's not a funny one. We've seen more deadly hurricanes, so we have every reason to expect it will be a bad hurricane season.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air.
Rick Reed is here, an economics instructor.
Remember the film, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles? A driver is riding parallel to him and honking their horn saying, you're going the wrong way. And Candy and Steve Martin go, ha, 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 how do they know where we're headed? Congress and the administration are saying, this is what we're going to do for our budget. But at the end of the day, the Congressional Budget Office basically said that bill is going to create another $3.8 trillion in debt over the next 10 years.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Full Falls Radio, WXCO.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
From Milwaukee to Marshfield, where passion meets purpose and policy meets people, this is the Maggie Dawn Show.
It is this moment right now, and we need people that have wealth and access to step the hell up.
Get ready to challenge the status quo with a fresh perspective on the issues that matter to you.
We can't take this as a country to have a leader who is so ill-informed and we look terrible.
Breaking down the complex world of policy and politics with clarity, conviction, and just the right amount of fun.
You got a bad sandwich at your favorite deli. What do you do about it? We can talk about whatever you want to sound off on.
Lawyer, economist, and fearless advocate for the truth. Here is Maggie Dawn.
Welcome, everybody. How you doing this, at least down here in southeastern Wisconsin, finally toasty summer afternoon? We only get a few days of summer every year. I am enjoying feeling the heat. We are going to have a hot show for you today, as we always do, stacked with incredible guests. Of course, I have to talk about the billionaire boys who apparently have made up. All's good. I don't know. If I was Elon Musk, I probably wouldn't want to be threatening the man that can pull billions and billions of dollars, and Trump's words here, not mine, government subsidies to my many fledgling companies who share value may have gone down precipitously. I don't know. We're going to talk about all of the things. We're going to talk about the new economic indicators. We are going to be talking, of course, about the mobilization, the deployment. The Marines are coming. They aren't yet in Los Angeles. They will be. We will talk about all of it and so much more. And of course, it is the last week of Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win giveaway, where you can win $100 or Brewers tickets every day during the 4 o'clock hour and get entered to win, of course, one of our grand prizes. We got summer getaways. We even include your gas money. It's all good fun. Going to Wisconsin Dells and Door County. Listen, I have to tell you, one of my favorite supper clubs is just outside of Wisconsin Dells. It's called Ishnawa. It's literally in the woods. You drive. It's very relaxing. It's a curvy road. It's beautiful. It's on a lake. And so it is only fitting that our word of the hour this afternoon is supper, S-U-P-P-E-R, as in the thing that we eat in Wisconsin. But folks on either coast don't know what we're talking about. Yes, a supper club, S-U-P-P-E-R, is the word of the hour. You got to text that in via the Civic Media app. You can get that app for free. If you don't have it, you have all hour to text it in. Download that puppy and text in the word supper, S-U-P-P-E-R. Enough of all that fun stuff and yucks. Let's get to the business of the day. We got a fine guest joining us right off the top. It is Representative Renuka Maya Dev from Assembly District 77. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm so happy to have you, Representative.
Thank you, Maggie. Very happy to be here with you.
And happy, finally, some summerish weather. Let's hope we can keep it.
Yes, yes. Yesterday I was wearing wool. Today I'm wearing linen. So, you know,
yes,
we're staying flexible.
Just like supper clubs, The Wisconsin thing about the weather is, if you don't like it, wait 5 minutes. It'll change. Now, you were born and raised in Columbus, Ohio. I'm kind of a Milwaukee sister city. I like Columbus. I can get down there. That's a good fun spot. But you decided to run for elected office in 2024. Bless your heart, as they say in the southern parts of this country. Before we get to the reason that you're here, I just want people to get to know you a little bit. Tell us a little bit about yourself and why the heck did you decide, in the midst of all of this unity and just good collective feeling in our country, I know I'll run for elected office.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of work to do. I've been working for women, children, and working families all of my career. I've had the honor of working for Marion Wright Edelman, who's a civil rights leader who worked with Dr. King, you may know. And she founded the Children's Defense Fund. And so I worked for her fighting for children who can't vote, who can't lobby, they can't speak for themselves. And so I was learned from her what it means to fight back when you see injustice. And so what I saw across the country and here in Wisconsin is that, our rights were at stake. The needs of women weren't being met. Actually, the last job I had before I joined the assembly in January was at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health, where I worked on maternal child health issues. And I saw things like postpartum Medicaid not being done in our state. Still not done.
Still not done.
The last two, Maggie. Oy. Us in Arkansas. It's ridiculous. And I said, you know what? I got to run.
To all our Kansans listening, I'm sorry, but I don't really consider Arkansas the company I want my state to keep when it comes to certain statistics.
No. We don't want to be in line with Governor Huckabee on anything.
No. A couple of things. First of all, you're also have an undergrad in economics. You are also a lawyer. So I was like, why have the representative and I not done this sooner? Because we have all of these wonderful things in common. And before we get again to the specific reason that you're here, I wanted to ask you, one of the most shocking things to me about Donald Trump's deportation program and the MAGA regime is what we are now seeing in immigration courts across the country. And that is immigrant children in court with no lawyer, just there. There are many things I've seen in courtrooms that have broken my heart over my 25 some years of practicing. But that, to me, was those images and hearing some of the recordings of those hearings. That's us failing. Just to get your reaction as a lifelong advocate for kids.
Yes. I mean, it's heartbreaking. And I actually did some of that work representing children in an administrative court when they are unaccompanied minors. Yeah. And it's so, so sad because they're on their own and they're at the whim of our president and his cruel behavior. Yeah. It's not the principles that we're founded on in this country. I'm, in fact, a daughter of immigrants. We started the inaugural Asian caucus this year. We finally had more than one member. The first was Representative Hong from Madison.
Yes, Francesca.
But now Francesca, who's terrific. Yes. She's now joined by two others. And so Representative Tenorio out of West Allis and then myself. And so we're all children of immigrants. And so it means a lot to us to be able to bring that experience to the Capitol and being able to stand up, especially in this time where we're seeing the actions coming out of Washington, D.C. are just to instill fear and are unwelcoming to our immigrant people and our family.
It is the politics of intimidation at every level, right? With the ultimate objective clearly being to intimidate people into silence, right?
That's right.
No room for dissent, which is the absolute opposite of what we aspire to be as a democracy.
That's exactly.
And just a wee editorial note for me, Representative, I always find it interesting that so many, the diaspora of Asian, like folks from literally a huge swath of the globe. It's like, oh, Asian. Yeah. Anyway, that is a topic for another day. Maybe we can get the entire Asian caucus on the show and talk about that. That would be so amazing. Please give my best to Representatives Hong and Tenorio. Tell me, say the name of the...
Tenorio. Mm-hmm. Angelito.
I wrote it down and can't read my own writing. But that would be absolutely amazing. Yeah. With all of that as prequel, let's get to the meat and potatoes of why you are here today.
Yeah.
You have helped spearhead some legislation that is aimed at correcting what I'm going to call system failure. Tell us about it. And then we'll talk about the odds of success in a bit. And folks, if you're just joining us, we've got Representative Renuka Mayadev of the Assembly District 77 with us, part of a group of Dems that are forwarding some new legislation. Do tell.
Yeah. So we have to fight back, right?
Yes.
So we are in unprecedented times. We're in a constitutional crisis. There's no more, are we, aren't we? We are, right? We are. And so my Democratic colleagues and I are saying we need to stand up to President Trump and the unlawful, unconstitutional behavior that's been happening since he was inaugurated. And so we have to get creative. We have to think about what can we do to fight back. And so for me, the one language that President Trump and his billionaire buddies understand is what?
Money.
They understand money. They're all about enriching themselves. That's the only reason why they're there. That's why I'm sure Mr. Musk is now making up, because the dollar signs are clear that he's going to lose money if he's not friends with the bully in chief.
Yeah, of course.
And so now they're making up. So I said, what can we do to speak their language? And that's why I authored two bills. And one of them is about really plain and simple. If you, President Trump, and your administration are holding back illegally funds that are destined for the taxpayers of Wisconsin for their essential services and the programs, then we're going to hold back a dollar that we owe you. It's really plain and simple. And, you know, taxpayers, they're smart. They understand they need to pay their we need to pay their bills. But if you're not paying your bills,
right,
we're not going to pay ours. And so one bill says we're going to hold back payments if you're withholding payments illegally from us. And then the other bill is about putting a lien on federal property to keep Wisconsin whole, to secure an interest in the monies that are due to us and Wisconsin taxpayers. If you're not going to pay our bills, you've got lots of federal property in Wisconsin. We can put a lien. And people know what a lien is.
Yes.
And so we just need to speak the language that they understand.
This I loved these bills, and apologies for calling it a bill. It's two. They operate in the same vein. And I'm going to I'm going to newly rename these because it smacked so much of good, smart lawyering. And I'm going to put some credit at your feet there.
I love it.
These old things that we learn in our first contracts course, things like self-help and making yourself whole. I'm going to call this the Wisconsinites self-help make whole set of bills, because that's what you're proposing to do. These are age old equitable remedies that have literally existed since oldie English common law. I absolutely love it. The make whole self-help bills, co-authored by my guest today, Representative Renuka Mayadev of Assembly District 77. Okay. Now the harder part. What do you give the odds of success? Getting some good bipartisan cooperation from the MAGA regime in Madison, I'm sure.
Well, I'm sure. I mean, I should. Here's
you
what
should.
I'll say is I should be getting my Republican colleagues on these bills because they care about their constituents, or they should. And when the USDA is holding back funds, and when Head Start can't operate and their constituents can't go to work because the child care center closed, because the money's not coming in. But, you know, you're right.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten any co-sponsors yet coming to my door.
We're going to talk more about these bills and the hypocrisy of claiming to be pro-taxpayer and failing to do the things to protect taxpayers and residents in the state of Wisconsin. Keep it locked. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We've got Representative Renuka Mayadev. This discussion continues on the other side.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Metnair on Air.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
State's Eric Kelder-Royce.
The vast majority of people on Medicaid are already working, and it is Medicaid that makes it possible for them to work. People who are disabled or have chronic illnesses and without that health care, they would be out of the workforce. They would have no ability to participate in the economy, and now they can. Medicaid is one of the greatest workforce programs this country has ever built, and they are trying to dismantle it, and with it, they're going to take people's lives and economic security.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
In sitcoms, when someone has a problem, they just blurt it out and move on.
Well, I lost my job and my parakeet is missing. How was your day?
But the real world is different. Managing life's challenges can be overwhelming. So, what do? We get support. The Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council have mental health resources available for you at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. See how much further you can go when you take care of your mental health.
Matt Nair on Air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Your local civic media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms.
Is getting vaccinated on your to-do list? We can help you check that off.
You've got this.
Yes, you do. See how we've got you at yougotthis.usaging.org. A message from the Aging and Disability Vaccination Collaborative, powered by U.S. Aging.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Really excited this afternoon to kick off the show with State Representative Renuka Mayadev of Assembly District 77, one of the Democrats fighting for the regular, the me and yous of Wisconsin, and fighting back against what will be absolutely devastating cuts to essential services that Wisconsinites count on because of the big, brutal bill and the Musk of it all. It, nothing like a bunch of post-pubescent billionaire-controlled boys rummaging around in our most sensitive data and most important federal programs and taking a chainsaw to all of it. I thought there was an actual audit process that very smart people agreed to, but apparently Elon doesn't do any of that. Representative Renuka Mayadev, please explain again. There's a pair of bills. We're going to call them the self-help make whole legislation that you are putting forward. Just briefly again, how do they work?
Yes, so they both speak the language that President Trump and his billionaires buddy understand. Those gentlemen, Elon Musk included, care about money. And so it was important for my office to put out bills that speak the language that they do, and that's about money. So first, we know that President Trump puts out executive orders or doesn't comply with congressional appropriation. They hold back money that's supposed to be coming to Wisconsin for essential programs and services for our taxpayers. And so if they hold back the money, and we've seen it already this year, the USDA funds were delayed and held back. We've seen Head Start monies held back earlier this year.
Yeah.
We're going to hold back a dollar for every their dollar they hold back from us. We're going to hold it back for the monies that we give to the federal government. And so, and then the second bill puts would keep Wisconsin whole, again, putting liens on federal property if there's monies due to us. And you may not know, Maggie, I learned a lot of this from my research, that we have millions of acres of federal forests, and we have courthouses, we have lots of federal property. And so that federal property, we like it the way it is. If he starts to transfer it or sell it, we could put a lien on it and cloud that title so that the transfer's not as easy if they're holding back money for us.
I've probably hiked and camped in some of those federal forests, and they are indeed gorgeous.
Yes.
Setting my cheeky tone this afternoon aside, practically speaking, the MAGA regime in Madison, your colleagues in the assembly, and of course in the other chamber, they won't back this. They do not understand that they have an obligation to actually look forward without blinders on to the results of the big brutal bill and the Doge chainsaw approach, the actual results, the actual impacts on Wisconsinites. I get concerned because are you hearing them at all, even in private, talking about the fact that there may be a need to respond if the big brutal bill goes forward and we've got tens of thousands of people losing health care and going hungry in this state?
Yeah, I mean, I saw 250,000 people in our state will lack access to health care if this big, awful bill goes through. And so, you know, I think they acknowledge it. I think they're worried, especially the ones that are in some competitive districts.
Yes.
And now that we finally have competitive districts, we've got, you know, five or six that, you know, we would love to target. We are targeting. We'd love to win, rather.
Yes.
In 2026. And so I think they acknowledge it, but, you know, they're quiet. They're crickets. You never hear from them standing up to the bully in chief.
Yeah, that concerns me so much, especially when at the same time that chainsaw, that big brutal bill, all those terrible impacts are happening, they're going to let childcare accounts expire. Like the things that seem to be within our grasp here in Wisconsin that would have big impacts on working families and the regular people, yes, of Wisconsin, they're turning a blind eye to.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's ludicrous. And I talk about this all the time. Child care. When I was at the Children's Defense Fund, I spent a lot of time thinking about solutions to our complex social problems. Mm-hmm. Right. And there's so much that we need to do. But child care is just the smartest thing we could do as a society. Right. Parents can work. Children can get ready for school and their life, and employers can have a reliable workforce. I mean, it's just a win-win-win, and we, yep, still don't fund it.
No, and we're sort of the cheese that stands alone, both in the state of Wisconsin, ridiculously low funding levels for, yes, childcare, and the cheese that stands alone as a nation amongst other wealthy democratic nations. We're the only freaking one that doesn't have paid parental leave, child care guarantees, and guaranteed meal programs and health care for kids. Because I know it's really easy to learn when I am really hungry and sick. That's, I want to go to school and crack open my econ textbooks when I'm feeling like that. Representative, last thoughts to listeners out there across the state of Wisconsin, especially as we're rolling into No Kings Weekend. What's your message?
You know, we have to stand up. I am glad to see this event on Saturday. We have to have everybody raising their voice and making sure that President Trump and his administration knows that they cannot bully us into authoritarianism. And I think it's important that everyone does their part. So thank you, Maggie, for bringing these issues up for listeners.
Well, thank you, Representative, for spending some time with me. I love an econ nerd. I love lawyer nerds, too. I can't wait to have you back. That's Representative Renuka Mayadev of Assembly District 77. When we come back, we'll talk about the big, brutal bill's impact on women's and women's access to health care with the head of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin, Tanya Atkinson. So keep it locked right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. The nerve center for the Federal Emergency Management Agency during emergencies is losing its director, as correspondent Jennifer Kuiper tells us.
CBS News has learned that Jeremy Greenberg, head of FEMA's National Response Coordination Center, submitted his resignation letter today. The move comes less than 2 weeks into hurricane season.
President Trump says a U.S. trade deal with China is done.
Still needs to be ratified by both President Trump and President Xi Jinping, but negotiators spent a lot of time in London over the last 2 days really hammering out the details.
CBS's Olivia Rinaldi at the White House. KNX Radio's Pete Demetrio reports that Los Angeles is quieter in its second overnight curfew.
Protests have definitely diminished in size, but you have also had an increase in the number of raids that apparently went on, including several churches here in Southern California.
A curfew was declared in Spokane, Washington, after anti-immigration raids there. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Bombs away at minicamp. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Where the Packers held minicamp practice, a 70-yard bomb from quarterback Jordan Love to wide receiver Mecole Hardman for a touchdown. Hardman won 3 Super Bowls with the Chiefs, but struggled while with the Jets. I asked him what he hoped for here in Green Bay.
The new opportunity, you know, I think it's one of those, like, fresh starts. And, you know, the Packers just, you know, welcomed me with, you know, open arms and giving me the opportunity to go out there and showcase my skills. And, you know, it's good enough for me, and I just got to go out there and, you know, take advantage of it.
NBA Finals. The Pacers beat the Thunder 116-107 to go up 2-1 in the best of 7 series. The Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton.
There's going to be ebbs and flows. So seeing where I could be better is important through the first 2 games and just trying to be better today.
Baseball. Brewers rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski makes his major league debut tonight against the Cardinals. His fastball has been clocked at 103 miles per hour. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Many birthdays in one's life are milestones. There is turning 10, which is double digits. 21, you can get into bars legally. And 35, you can be president. For actress Elizabeth Hurley, turning 60 means she gets to post a pic on social media appearing in her literal birthday suit. That's right, naked at 60 and on social media are words that are typically abhorrent at best, but not for 0.00001% of the population, and that is Elizabeth Hurley and probably 3 other people. Hurley has starred in such films as Charlie's Angels, Austin Powers, and of course, Christmas in the Caribbean. This birthday story gets a little weirder when her son commented on the photo saying, "Happy birthday, Mama." So sweet. Again, probably 0.0001% of kids that wouldn't be mortified at a naked picture of a 60-year-old parent on Instagram. And to make things even weirder, and before you think you might have a shot, fellas, she's dating Billy Ray Cyrus, who calls her the love of his life. Who else has an achy breaky heart right now? For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. In the overnight, a few showers and thunderstorms around. We'll have mostly cloudy skies, light and variable winds. Overnight lows will drop back into the low to mid 50s. Thursday, showers, a few thunderstorms around, mostly cloudy skies, highs of the lower 70s. It's 57 at our studios.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
What if it smells terrible?
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks. Yeah.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, the Wisconsin Policy Forum drops a bombshell report on the impacts of the big, brutal bill in Wisconsin. I'm joined by their communications director, and we break it down.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Wednesday. It is 4:30. And so it is time for Broad Appeal, where I talk to some of the most amazing broads. And I mean that in a deeply reverential and respectful way. Please don't send any angry texts about the use of said term. Before I bring on the fabulous broad that's joining me today, of course, I got to remind you all, it is time for the Civic Media Scotty Summer Giveaway Text to Win contest. Please be sure you've downloaded that Civic Media app onto your phone. It is free. And then you are going to want to text right now, or at least before 5 p.m., this word in to qualify to win this hour, $100 or Brewers tickets, and to be entered to win one of our fabulous grand prizes, including getaways to the Wisconsin Dells area and Door County. And we even pay for your gas. I mean, doesn't get any finer. And that word to win, to text in right now and before 5 o'clock, is supper. S-U-P-P-E-R, as in my favorite supper club in the state. It's just outside of Wisconsin Dells. With that business now taken care of, that is supper, S-U-P-P-E-R. Text that in now to be entered to win. It is my privilege and pleasure every time you're on the show. I've got Tanya Atkinson, the president of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Welcome back, Tanya. Great to see you.
Thank you so much for having me. Nice to see you as well.
Let's start here. The big, brutal bill, I think, shows Americans that the conservative plan and the MAGA regime's plan has never been to, quote, leave it up to the states when it comes to a woman's right to choose. I think the big, brutal bill makes it 100% clear that the MAGA playbook, the Project 2025 playbook, and therefore Donald Trump's playbook, is to ensure that abortion is unavailable from California to New York and from Maine to Arizona. Tell us why, Tanya, what's in the big brutal bill that is operating to make abortion nearly universally unavailable to varying degrees, depending on state law constructions.
Yeah. So thank you again so much for having me. And, you know, there's I would break this question into two parts, the answer into two parts. You know, what is in the bill that is that could immediately go into effect is a ban on Planned Parenthood's ability across the country to bill Medicaid for the health care that they receive. Now, Medicaid cannot be used for abortion care, except for in very, very limited circumstances. So what is in this bill specific to reproductive health care? Now, as you know, there's a lot in there about Medicaid as well. Specific to reproductive health care is this provision. Now, Planned Parenthood Wisconsin, other Planned Parenthoods, are healthcare providers. And this provision is written in a way that it only targets Planned Parenthoods. So Planned Parenthood Wisconsin is a healthcare provider. We don't get a check from the federal government that says, go do good. We bill insurance. Medicaid is a form of insurance. 60% of Planned Parenthood Wisconsin's patients have Medicaid as their form of insurance. So I think that we can all do the calculation on that is that 60% or more of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin's 50,000 patients across the state, their health care is at risk. So this means that, you know, it's going to have a huge impact across the state of Wisconsin. Thousands of women, people of color, rural communities. I'm from a very rural part of Wisconsin. Healthcare is very difficult to access. People with low income, people, you know, our friends, our families, our neighbors could lose access to this really critical reproductive health care as a result of what is in this bill. Now, to your point about abortion, is, you know, they have made their agenda clear. And if, you know, the reality is, if they're able to defund Planned Parenthoods across the country, a national abortion ban is next.
Folks, that's Tanya Atkinson, president of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. Something I want to lift up there, and then I'm going to bring on our other fabulous broad, who is my co-host in these segments. And that is this. Under the Hatch Act, federal dollars do not fund abortions. People hear the word Planned Parenthood, the conservatives lose their mind. People who hold very, I'm going to just say, good faith religious beliefs about this. Oh, it's Planned Parenthood. Yeah, let's defund that because that's all about abortion and I don't want my tax dollars paying for it. Newsflash, not happening. What we're talking about is essential life-saving basic health care that Planned Parenthood delivers for women up and down the income spectrum, but especially for women in rural areas and lower income women. And I'll also point this out. If I had a nickel for every friend of mine while I was attending Catholic University, Marquette University, who went to Planned Parenthood for basic access to birth control and other gynecological care while they were in college, I would have an enormous pile of nickels. Planned Parenthood is essential, and the funding and tax and the big brutal bill are an abomination, to use a billionaire boy baby's term. With that, Dr. Lyerly, welcome. I know you had some urgent hospital business, so I couldn't bring you in right away at the top, but please, I am eager to hear from you on this particular topic.
I was just taking care of pregnant women in a rural setting, one of those settings that will be completely kneecapped if we lose access to Medicaid. And I just want to give a shout out to Tanya and to Planned Parenthood. I was a patient. I trained at Planned Parenthood, and I've been a provider at Planned Parenthood. And I can't tell you how honored I've been to have been part of that legacy, to have been able to take care of so many people who knew that they could rely on Planned Parenthood for birth control and contraception and sexual medicine. I mean, questions that they were not comfortable asking outside of this provider that is trusted and known, and not just in our clinics in places like Sheboygan where I work, but online as well. People know that they can go to Planned Parenthood and get real good life advice that they can make good decisions that to base their lives on. I also wanted to just acknowledge that, Tanya, when you were talking about the number of people with Medicaid who come to Planned Parenthood, people may not understand that Medicaid in Wisconsin isn't called Medicaid. It's called Badger Care. I think there are a lot of folks who don't really know that they are actually at risk here. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And not just for in this bill, not just for family planning and all the services that you just listed. There's a lot of attacks on Medicaid, Badger Care, right? Here in the state of Wisconsin. So thank you for lifting that up. I mean, this bill will have an indelibly negative impact on the state of Wisconsin.
Yeah, it is dire straits here. I wanted to share a personal story. I had a dear friend, this was 5 years ago, who had just changed jobs. She had lost her health insurance because she had gone to a very small employer and woke up one day with extraordinary pain. She had no idea what was wrong with her or what was going on. And the only place that she could go that helped her access Badger Care, someone sat down at a Planned Parenthood and helped her fill out her Badger Care paperwork and helped her access that. She ended up having three enormous fibroids, required surgical intervention. I don't know what would have happened to my friend. And there are millions of stories like this across the country. And thank you, Dr. Lyerly, for pointing out that even women that have a PCP or an OB-GYN may feel somewhat uncomfortable asking questions, especially in small communities, right? Like if your doc happens to know your partner, parents, husband, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And Planned Parenthood is known to be that trusted provider that will give you completely unbiased, scientifically and medically accurate information about your healthcare options. I'm like almost choking up. I know so yes. many people who have literally their lives would have been irrevocably altered in a negative way, and they weren't getting abortion care. which is medical care. But I have digressed. Tanya, if you can you add a little bit of this human element to it? Because the numbers, I think people are hearing them and they don't believe them. But I think the stories of women are incredibly compelling.
Yeah. Well, and your story, you know, really underscores the work of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin and Planned Parenthood across the country, because for a lot of people, Planned Parenthood Wisconsin serves as an entry point into the healthcare system. So there's the argument is like, well, people can go somewhere else, right? And it sounds logical, sure. And the reality is, think about it as a patient ourselves. If we were to, you know, walk into our provider one day, a provider we've been seeing for a very long time, and we walk in and we're told, we're sorry, the government says that you can't see this provider anymore. That's a profound impact. We have relationships with our providers. And as an entry point of the healthcare system, Planned Parenthood Wisconsin is part of the healthcare tapestry. There is a healthcare deficit, across the entire country. And so for a person like your friend, I'm sure the team referred them somewhere else, right? Yep. To a different healthcare system. We work together. So there is not another provider that can stand in, and nor should they have to, frankly. And there's talk about, like, how does this harm Planned Parenthood? We're going to defund Planned Parenthood. No. What is happening is an attempt to take away healthcare from the people of Wisconsin. And, you know, the stories are endless. I wish I could count how many times somebody has said, thank you, you caught our cancer early. Or I, you know, sometimes get to read notes from our patients, and had a patient that many patients, but one in particular sticks with me. This person said, you know, I knew something was wrong, right? Because we know when something is wrong with our bodies, right? I knew something was wrong. I went to provider after provider after provider, and no one listened to me. But I came to Planned Parenthood, and that provider listened to me, and they caught my cancer early. So if we think about defunding Planned Parenthood, what we need to be thinking about is if one in four women have been to a Planned Parenthood at some point in their lives, we should all look around the room and see who among our friends, our family, our loved ones aren't going to access that care. And what is that impact going to be on them as individuals, on their family, the health of the individual, the health of the community? This isn't about healthcare. It's not even about abortion. This is simply about control. There is a small minority of politicians trying to impose their beliefs on all Americans. People should be able to make their own healthcare decisions, absolutely not politicians and not the government.
Yeah, I have to say, Tanya, when I was in Sheboygan, I was so impressed with the level of respect. I don't know that we've said the word respect, but when someone would come in seeking care, we would do everything that we could to meet them where they were at and try to help them get all of the services that they needed from the very beginning, all the way through to if we needed to refer them. It was one of the best places I've ever worked.
Yeah. Well, thank you for saying that. And you've seen firsthand how, as a provider yourself, how genuinely and authentically people care about the patients that walk through the door. So this is about Wisconsinites. This is about healthcare. And thank you so much for having us on.
We're going to stick around with Tanya Atkinson, president of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, and Dr. Kristen Lierley, my frequent guest co-host for Broad Appeal, coming to you every Wednesday at 4:30. We continue this fine discussion on the other side about respectful, sensitive care that meets patients where they are, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Ken, as I like to call him, my least favorite Martin,
chairman of the Democratic National Committee.
The other night, I said to myself for the first time, I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Matt Flynn.
You go into combat and the general goes, I'm afraid. He reminds me of the coach of the Jets back in the 90s. The other team would come on the field and say, boy, they look big. No, I swear to God. And the Jets lost 12 games. I mean, right? You can't have this kind of stuff. Get this guy out of here. Put in Ben Wickler.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, The Maggie Dawn Show.
Lily Roberts, she is from the Center for American Progress Action Fund.
They're trying to pretend that this bill would be good for the working class because of this really small carve out to our tax laws. The no tax on tips piece does not at all even come close to addressing the problem of wages in this country. You know, a third of workers who work for tips in the first place don't make enough money to pay taxes at all.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wxco.fm/contest-terms. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin is hitting the road on your Harley. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're not every woman, but we're three fabulous broads for this Wednesday's edition of Broad Appeal. I've got the fabulous Tanya Atkinson, president of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin. And with me, as I always hope every Wednesday morning, gee whiz, I hope I get to see Kristen today, Dr. Kristen Lierley. If you would like to see the three fabulous broads, you can always watch us on Civic Media's YouTube channel, also at Maggie Dawn Show on Insta, X, and the Book of Faces. It is our last segment of the hour to text in to win in Civic Media's Scotty Summer statewide giveaway. This hour giving away either $100 or Brewers Club level tickets, and your text in this hour will also qualify you to win one of our grand prize getaways, including gas money, which is amazing, to either Wisconsin Dells or Door County, two of my favorite places in the state. I call it Wis Vegas, but I do it with love. That word to text in on the Civic Media app, not the regular way, but got to do it on the app, is supper, S-U-P-P-E-R, as in supper clubs are a Wisconsin classical tradition. Ladies, before the break, we were talking about the big, brutal bill and its attempts to target Planned Parenthood, an organization, for those that don't know, and sometimes I think avoid knowing, provides essential, basic health care for women in every single community across the country, filling critical healthcare shortages, especially in rural communities, and providing that care in a sensitive way that meets female patients and other patients exactly where they are. That is one of the hallmarks of every single one of my friends that's ever been in a Planned Parenthood. They always felt like that was a safe environment, and they didn't feel judged. And that is not always the case in doctor-patient relationships. Sorry to say, they're not all like Dr. Kristen Lierley, who just talked to another fabulous broad, one of my personal heroes, Senator Elizabeth Warren, about the new MAGA regime's murder bill. Tell us more, Dr. Lierley.
Yeah, I just got off a call with Senator Warren. We talked about the MAGA murder bill, the bill that will take health care away from thousands of Wisconsinites. It'll shut down rural hospitals. I mean, let's be honest, yes. So many rural hospitals depend on Medicaid in order to keep their doors open. This is not going to make people healthier. Cutting health care doesn't cut sickness. And I think that's really important to acknowledge here. But one of the things that I walked away from this conversation with was, we talk about this stuff all the time because it's pretty consuming in our world, but only one in four people know what's happening with this bill. Mm. There's a lot of room for us to get the message out. And when we get the message out, it's important for us to use terminology that people understand, like Badger Care instead of Medicaid, so people know that we're talking about them. We really have to bring it home for people. We can't wait until the effects hit home and they're suffering. It's too late then. Now is the time to have these conversations. So we're so grateful to have you here, Tanya, to really highlight what's happening with Planned Parenthood here in Wisconsin.
Great. And thank you, Dr. Lierley. And I'm really grateful for the reminder that in our amazing state of Wisconsin, we call Medicaid Badger Care. So thank you for that reminder.
Okay. I promise you, every single person that can hear my voice right now, whether you're watching this on a podcast, on Apple Pods or Spotify or live right now, you know someone that you love that is on Badger Care right now. You know someone that you love that will get administratively written off of Badger Care. And the point that Dr. Lierley made just a moment ago is essential. And I want to ask you about the impacts of this on infant and maternal mortality, Tanya, because here's the deal. Human beings always demand health care. We need health care. Because you eliminate healthcare doesn't mean that people don't need it. What ends up happening is they don't get the care they need and the time that they need, and they don't get preventative care. So we end up in where, everyone together now? Hospitals. We end up dying more. We're sicker, which, guess what, drives up what? Everyone together in the back of the class, premiums and deductibles and the overall cost. We spend more per capita than any other developed democracy in the world and get worse outcomes, and our maternal and infant mortality is getting worse. What's going on, Tanya? Why is that the case?
Well,
so many reasons.
You know, yeah, there's so many reasons. You know, I think you've both named it. The reality is, this isn't about healthcare. This provision isn't about healthcare. It's not about abortion. It's about control. And there's the small minority of politicians that are trying to impose their beliefs on all Americans. Right now, in this big insert adjective bill, politicians are making some of the biggest cuts to healthcare, including Medicaid and defunding Planned Parenthood, which again is not defunding Planned Parenthood. It is taking away healthcare from Wisconsinites just so billionaires can get more tax breaks. That's what's happening right in front of us live. And really briefly to your point about, infant and maternal health, Wisconsin has got some of the largest inequities when it comes to Black maternal health. It is at crisis levels. And you know, that is not the Wisconsin I grew up in. You can tell from the accent. That is not the Wisconsin I grew up in. We can do better, and we need to demand our local politicians do better. So everybody should contact their congressional representative, definitely Senator Johnson, definitely Senator Baldwin, and let them know how much you care. Let your friends know what's going on.
It's the MAGA murder bill.
MAGA murder bill.
It is the MAGA murder bill. It will not work. No one will be better off. It will just cost us more for worse outcomes, bottom line. And the hypocrisy of it all from folks that call themselves pro-life speaks for itself. My big, big thanks to Tanya Atkinson, president of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Wisconsin, and my I always hope every Wednesday co-host for this segment called Broad Appeal, Dr. Kristen Lierley, host of the Dr. Kristen Lierley Show on Saturdays and Sundays on WGBW. In Green Bay. I will talk to you next week, Dr. Lierley. And Tanya, great to see you. We will talk again soon. Everybody, you got 30 seconds to text in the word to win, supper, SUPPER, and have some summer fun on Civic Media. We'll be back after the top of the hour with another fine guest talking about The economy, is it really better or is Trump just full of it? You can take a guess. We discuss next.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Spokane, Washington is now under a declared curfew after protests against immigration raids there. In Seattle, a dumpster fire burned in a street demonstration there. But in Los Angeles, it's been calmer than earlier in the week during the second overnight of curfew. More from KNX Radio's Pete Demetreo, who's been watching protesters.
They're shouting now that the police are staging at the corner, and all of a sudden people are realizing that a squad is going to move in here, and they're going to start making arrests. And people are now starting to mark north on Main Street. It's breaking up, or the people who don't leave, they're going to wind up getting arrested.
Protesters were also in the streets of Raleigh, North Carolina yesterday. WNCN-TV's Greg Funderburg has more on that.
The demonstration titled From L.A. to Raleigh, ICE Out, was set to raise awareness and condemn the ongoing actions of ICE agents conducting raids.
We can't just sit at home and do nothing.
It's frightening what's going on.